Oh, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee. That's loud, Renee Bernard. That was really loud.
Nice intro music.
Thank you. We had more like the porno 1970s count, but I vetoed it pretty quickly. Because I can't focus.
The Alice commercial music.
I can't focus. If it's Boogie Nights in the background, I have trouble. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So actually, Lisa Watson, that's who's laughing at me right now, everybody. Lisa Watson, who is the host of Readers Entertainment and a fantastic author herself, has agreed to come in and basically host the show tonight so that I can be a guest on my own program. How's that for, like, blatant self-promotion? Because...
Yeah, Renee.
What's wrong with me? No,
it's the least I can do.
Well, I have a book coming out today, and as much fun as it is to always talk with everybody about their books, it would feel kind of nice to sort of mention that I've got one. So there.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Lisa and I are enjoying chocolate wine, or at least I'm enjoying chocolate wine. Lisa failed to report in time for
Yes, I missed the chocolate wine window here, so I am I'm staring at a dental floss pick, people. That's the extent of my excitement.
That is the opposite of chocolate wine. Like, I really think that on this spectrum of pleasurable indulgences, I'm just going to say right now, dental health, pretty much, yeah, that's not so much. So, but I appreciate your participation. Thank you very much. So Lady Falls came out today, and I just found out I'm like number 46 in Victorian romance in books.
Awesome.
On Amazon.
Yay. Lady Falls is out today, people.
Woo-hoo.
Amazon.com. Go check her out.
Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble. Get it. People get it. And it's only 99 cents for a little while. So, I mean, as much as I would love to have the book be a dollar forever, I don't think that's going to help financially. So
right.
I can only afford it.
Now for the introductory price of 99 cents,
there
you can
go.
Get Lady Falls.
Thank you.
By Renee Bernard.
It's a very wicked book. So, but so far the reviews have been really good, and I did not bribe anybody for a review. So.
As if. So, you know, Renee, I think you should tell the listeners a little bit about Lady Falls and what we can see in store for book one.
Oh, you are good. Okay. I should mention that it is very different, and I broke quite a few rules. So the book is actually all three books. It's the Black Rose Trilogy. And it centers around what would qualify as a villainess or a very naughty person. So I love the idea of having a force of nature, sort of a more gothic story, and revenge is kind of the centerpiece of it all. So there you go. So Lady Fall is the setting, is that beginning of everything, the what they call an origin story. So it's the origin story for everything that's about to happen in Lady Rises and Lady Triumphs. And it's one love story over three books. So there you go. So one big saga. In which I'm apparently supposed to punish my mother indicated that she felt that the hero should really suffer through all three books before he finally gets to happily ever after. And I don't know. I thought two books of suffering was enough. So there is a happy ending at some point, everybody, but it is definitely Ravenwell's style. That's the name of the heroine. So this is absolutely not your traditional romance. There's nothing traditional.
Which makes it exciting and definitely makes it, you know,
yeah,
something new and fresh. So
well,
I can't wait to read
formula.
It.
And I get crabby when people talk about formula romance or, oh, you know, romances have that formula. And I think it's very insulting to us. And and I don't know of a genre that doesn't have certain elements that are required to be there, but I did want to see if I could write one from the inside, just backwards, I guess, or just try it from a completely different angle. And so far, so good. So far, so good.
Nice.
So there. But a bad guy, right? And Maleficent came out this summer, and I thought,
yeah.
See, the summer of the evil,
villainous.
Sexy, villainous. Yeah. Mm. So that my little bribe to Angelina Jolie, I sent her a bookmark. It paid off, and she came out with that film, so that was just brilliant on my part, just brilliant.
She would have made a really good Lady Falls, though. I'm just saying.
Thank you. Thank you. It could still be a film. Let's dream
right?
big.
Right, so when it's made, you know, made for TV movie, or, go, you know, hey, in theaters, coming soon,
in
Lady Falls.
Now.
Yeah.
In theaters now. But I will ask you, because you're an author, do you find that the characters in your head, do you find it gets noisy in there sometimes? Like you have trouble quieting certain characters down while you're trying to focus, or does everybody behave for you?
Most of the time, everybody behaves, but occasionally, like per book, there's probably like one that kind of tries to kind of take over. And, you know, for the last few books, for me, that's been Norma Jean Anderson in the Match Broker series. She's kind of the love broker. So she's the matchmaker, and she's kind of taken over, literally run amok as I'm writing. She kind of becomes a little bit larger than life. And I have to tone her down a bit, but that's kind of like the first time that's really ever happened to me. So I found it kind of interesting to kind of have to deal with that and go, hey, I'm the author. You just sit. You're the character.
Yeah.
And she's like,
she's
no,
like
that's not
Dane,
how that
though.
Works
I mean,
out because, you know,
yeah.
I'm pretty much the star. So, but, yeah, it's really interesting. I'm always curious to see how authors handle that when you know, some of the characters kind of just kind of take over. Well, in your book, was there a character kind of that did that more so than any other?
Well, I think Raven is the easy choice, right? Because it is so centrally her story. But in Lady Triumphs, which I am writing right now, don't tell anybody, but it will be done in time, no pressure. but I'm struggling right now because a secondary character, which I assumed was going to be not a throwaway, but just an easy walk-on part. You know, if you hand somebody a pole, and like, say, hark, hark, here, you know, who goes there, and then you're done.
And you walk off.
And there's no walking off. And this person, they're giving my hero a run for their money. And I did not expect the hero to have a rival. And I did not expect this guy to step up so strongly, and he really has. And he's sexy and handsome and just, wow, I'm digging him. So I don't know. It might be another book at some point. Like, I'll have to give him a book. Like, that's the negotiation.
Yeah.
You know, like, sit down and shut up, and I'll do your book later. Like, you'll have your own romance. Just shh.
You know, and that's usually where you find characters sometimes, you know, in the most, you know, unobvious places, or you think somebody's just going to have a little bit part, so to speak, and the next thing you know, they're like, well, where's my book? I need a book.
I
tell
need
my
a book.
Story.
I definitely need a book. And I had a very difficult woman in the final book as well, and just one of those prickly personalities, kind of a hedgehog kind of person, you know, like, all spines on the outside, but inside there's that soft little underbelly. And what? That's how I see her in my mind. And I thought, but it would be fun to have somebody who is unapologetically socially prickly and very difficult. And I don't want to say the word, but it rhymes with witch. And I thought...
Glitch?
Like Maggie Glitch? Smith at 25, you know, like this, like that character from Downton Abbey, but, you know, when she was young in her prime, you know she was a, you know, ball buster. So I'm very fascinated by that, by very strong women that don't necessarily have to apologize for at any point in time. They just are what they are. So that one is also, and I think I might pair the two of them. Just, you know, it's just to be honored. At which point the secondary male character is like, please no, like, really. It's like, no, no, thank you. But no, the trilogy.
Love to get caught in a carriage ride with her. Can you imagine, like, going 2 miles an hour with her?
No, I cannot. Nor can he. Nor does he want to. So he's like, I'll walk.
Oh, my goodness. I can just imagine how just being in a carriage with somebody you don't really like or just can't wait for her to be
over. I'm healthy. I'll walk. It's raining. No, I'm good. I won't melt. I'm good. I'll walk. But seriously, but the Black Rose trilogy, just so everybody's clear, it is gothic, it's revenge, it's got all this other stuff going on. So it's definitely, there's no fluff. I don't know, you've read the first, you haven't read it yet. There's no fluff.
Yeah, I read the first couple of chapters, and seriously, I was hooked, and I'm not just saying that. It was just wow. From, you know, the first page to, like, you know, when my little 3 or 4 chapters was up, I was like, I'm going to. Definitely,
full disclaimer, I did dedicate the first book to you because we are good friends. And I named the housekeeper in book 2 is Watson, Mrs. Watson.
Get out.
But I thought, I hope she's not said she's a housekeeper. But I was like, I really don't think I can slip it in more prominently because that's just, you know, over the top. But, yeah, I put a lot of my friends in the books. So, dear readers, if you send notes and emails, and I like your name. Often you end up in the books, so
I just cycle through my friends as well, and they're usually secondary characters. And unfortunately for me, one of my good friends is named Lisa. So sorry, I can't name you Lisa in the book because then people will be like, really, Lisa Watson, really? So yeah, maybe I'll use her middle name or something. But
you have to do absolutely. And if you're doing large party scenes, that's a great time to put people in a room.
Yeah.
It's just filler. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're at a party, it's like, hey, Diane, you know, David, a bar is open. It's like, that's it. And then Diane's excited her name's in there. And I love it. So, yeah, friends and family all in the books. And I've only had a couple complaints when people are like, really? I was a maid? Really? What? I was like, I'm sorry.
I'd look at it like, wow, I was in the book. It's okay if I'm a maid. Oh my!
you're not the maid. You are the housekeeper. You are in charge.
Hey, yes, I wear the keys around the waist with the very sensible shoes.
However you want to picture that. I had a little more elegant than that. Yeah.
Housekeeper, she is the head lady in charge. So hey, it's okay.
I'm never in charge. So for the record, I just thought it would be cool if you were in
the car. You live vicariously.
So it's Lady Falls. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashboard. So that's not so much to ask. A buck. And then, Lisa, thank you so much for doing this and coming in and hanging out.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure. Anytime.
Show, as usual. Our shows are usually kind of silly, so that worked out. Turning it down a bit here. So, my show, Goofy, your show, Serious and Fantastic. Readers Entertainment is on Thursday night. What time?
It's at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll have J.J. Hensley this week, so check it out, people.
Ooh. Oh, please do, everybody. And for all my listeners out there, thank you so much for your support and all the great notes and emails. And everybody, I hope you're having a fantastic summer and taking care of yourselves and enjoying it and being safe. And I will see you next Tuesday for more of the Romance Bookmark. Good night, everybody. Have a good one.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.